How y'all doing, man? It's your boy, Big June, here with another episode of the Smokers Lounge, where sports discussions become sports debates and so on, man. As y'all already know, man, a lot of the major sports is up, man. Baseball, champions been crowned. NBA, champions been crowned. NHL, a champion's been crowned. So whether you like football or not, you know what I mean? That's pretty much what we got right now, man. But it's your boy, Big June, man, here with another episode of the Smokers Lounge, man. You know, I told you I got a couple in the bag, man, that I've been working and, you know, getting some feedback on which one I should drop. And I just want to do this trilogy on the Why You Did It, the debate. You know, I got a Barry Bonds episode. I got an Alex Rodriguez episode. And this one here today, it's going to be the Roger Clemens debate. You know, I felt like, you know, those three, I singled them out purposely because I thought they ain't need to go or be involved and entangled in any type of scandal or controversy due to their career. Pure talent, and off the talent level itself, that, you know, how they perform at a high level. When they first entered the league, you know, you wouldn't suspect them from doing allegedly what they were alleged of. You know, listen, your boy Big June, I just know that, you know, some of these numbers that I'm going to give you on Roger Clemens in a minute, man, are really all phenomenal. And, you know, I'm not here to find somebody guilty because this ain't in the court of law. This is just your boy Big June talking. You know what I'm saying? The Smokers Lounge podcast with y'all, the fellas and all that. Everybody out there, shout out to everybody out there, man. Thanks for all the love and support, by the way, man. Which, you know, the Barry Bonds one, it was that he was a phenomenal talent, as well as Alex Rodriguez, man. And when you start thinking about the ultimate pitches, man, if you want to go down the line from any era, Roger Clemens is in the conversation, right? He's definitely in the conversation. But he's also in a lot of controversy too, man. And as you all know, as a baseball fan, you all knew what was going on with the Mitchell report and the Brian McNamee testimony and how it took place and him being indicted on several federal counts and, you know, the whole ballgame. We're going to get into that in that episode, man. But right now, you know, just thinking about some of the greatest pitchers that I've come across, you know, the Greg Maddux, the Randy Johnsons, you know, the Pedro Martinez, the John Smoltz. You know, I seen, you know, the tail end of Nolan Ryan's career and Tom Seaver. But, you know, or, you know, Tom Glavine. It's a lot of pitchers that I'm not going to remember off the top of the dome that were phenomenal, man. You know, shout out to them and the careers they had, and hopefully they're in the Hall of Fame and they're right doing their place in Cooperstown, you feel me? But, you know, one of the pitchers that always stood out for me was Roger Clemens. And, you know, the numbers I'm about to give you, man, they back it up, what, you know, this whole episode was about. You know, your boy Roger Clemens, man, a.k.a. the Rocket, played 24 seasons in Major League Baseball. Compiled the record of 354 wins with 184 losses, a career ERA of 31.2, and 4,672 career strikeouts. He's an 11-time All-Star, a 2-time World Series champion, excuse me, in 99 and 2000, a 7-time Cy Young Award winner in 86, 87, 91, 97, 98, 2001 and 2004. American League MVP in 1986. 4-time Major League Baseball wins leader in 86, 87, 97, 98. A 5-time strikeout leader in 88, 91, 96, 98. A 7-time ERA leader in 86, 1990 through 1992, 97, 98. 2005, Major League Baseball all-time century team in the Boston Hall of Fame. Listen, man, some of these numbers, I'm going to keep going, man. Listen, I'm just going to give you a little quote that I wrote down. This is what I follow, man. He debuted in 1984. In 86, he won the American League MVP, the American League Cy Young Award winner, and was also the All-Star MVP. And also, he struck out a major league record, 20 batters in a single game. Roger Clemens is the oldest pitcher to win a Cy Young Award at age 42. His stint in Toronto included 2 Cy Young Awards, as well as the Triple Crown by leading the league in wins, ERAs, and strikeouts. Clemens became the first pitcher in Major League history to start a season with a record of 20-1. In 2003, he reached his 300th career win as well as his 4,000th career strikeout in the same game. Leaving the Yankees after the 2003 season for the Houston Astros, spending three seasons and winning his 7th Cy Young Award while also leading the Astros to the 2005 World Series. He is the only pitcher in Major League Baseball history to record over 350 wins along with over 4,500 strikeouts. You know, I gave you some of them numbers, man. I gave you the name Brian McNamee, the Mitchell Report, indicted on perjury, false statements, contempt of Congress. First trial ended in mistrial due to the prosecutional misconduct. He was found not guilty of all six counts on his second trial for lying to Congress. So I gave you some numbers. I even implicated him into the trial, the Brian McNamee. We all knew what it was. We all seen it. It was all over. Regular news, ESPN. There was no escaping that, man. It's like when I mentioned with the Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds and Alex Rodriguez, man, they were superstars, faces of the game. A lot of people, you know, were involved in that scandal. But those are the ones that really, you know, solidified what was going on. And it gave the black eye to Major League Baseball at that time, man. I gave you the numbers of Roger Clemens, man. You know, phenomenal. Phenomenal. You know, it was another little nugget that I read that it just stuck to me right there, right? In 2005, he had the lowest ERA of his career, which was 1.87. However, he did have a 13-8 record overall that season. Now, in 2005, an ERA of 1.87 for a pitcher known with groin injuries throughout his whole career, a pitcher over 40, by the way. See, that's where, you know, you start making the judgment for yourself and you start thinking at it. And, you know, maybe he was taking steroids at some capacity. Because, listen, I mentioned it before in prior episodes, man. A lot of things was going on in the big state of Texas, man. And Houston was also implicated as well, man. You know, Andy Pettit got caught up in the scandal, but quickly admitted his wrong, said he got it from his dad, and he tried to recover from an injury faster, and he apologized for his behavior. But, you know, Roger Clemens, he fought, you know, the accusations against him from his trainer. You know, they were always going at it. A statement from his camp, a statement from their camp. It was just all over. You couldn't miss it. It was all over ESPN, man. At that time, with the Mitchell Report, it really was a black cloud over Major League Baseball, man. Whether you want to admit it or not, and me personally, your boy Big June, man, Smokers Lounge, I felt that a lot of the big ups, the higher ups on Major League Baseball, they knew what was going on, man. But they couldn't do nothing about it, man. You know, the home runs and the fans back in the stands, that's what they cared about, man. You know, the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, the Barry Bonds, you know, those phenomenal historical seasons that they had brought Major League Baseball back. Because it was practically dead with the NBA and the NFL on the rise, right? But, you know, as far as pitching goes, there was no higher pitcher who was implicated than Roger Clemens. No higher name than Roger Clemens, the Rocket, right? So, whether you believe this trainer or not, or you believe Roger, or you really feel that, you know, he was wrongly accused and they should have never implicated his name in the first place. Listen, it was. We all see what happened. He even had a case, a federal case. You know, six counts of lying to Congress. I gave you the charges, man. You know, first trial ended in a mistrial due to prosecutional misconduct. So in other words, the DA and all that, they did some blunder. And it was brought to the attention and the lawyer handled that, right? That doesn't mean that he was innocent or he was found not guilty, really. It's just called mistrial. And if you know, you know. Now the second one, he was found not guilty of all six counts of lying to Congress. So was he vindicated? Is he welcome into Cooperstown in the Hall of Fame? When the next voters do come up, is he going to get the proper votes and enough votes he needs to be elected into the Hall of Fame? What do you think?
No, your boy B. Joe, man.
I said it with Bonds. I said it with A-Rod, man. If your man had a vote, I'm going to vote Clemens in as well, man. I gave you the numbers. 7-time Cy Young Award winner, man. 11-time All-Star. 5-time strikeout leader. 7-time ERA leader. An MVP. You know, the list goes on and on, man. You know, some say that when he had the battles with Mike Piazza, maybe he was under the influence of steroids, right? Where he threw it bad and was so emotional and all that, right? But everyone knows that Piazza owned Clemens. There was nothing that Piazza couldn't hit off Clemens. And Clemens knew it. And it frustrated him. And you know, he's a competitor, a bulldog on the mound. And you know, so was Piazza. He was the beast, man. Shout out to Mike Piazza and all that, man. Them battles they had. Subway Series 2000, man. But yeah, you know, a lot of people said that, you know, Clemens might have been under the influence of steroids when he, you know, when he threw the bat for them incidents, the intensity, you know, the Subway Series. You know, I get it, but felt like he took it to a whole different level when he threw that bat, right? But that's who Roger Clemens was, man. He definitely was a competitor. And those matchups against the Mets, against the Red Sox, when he was in the Yankee uniform, were phenomenal. Were phenomenal. And, you know, he went 2 World Series with us. And he was a high gun in Toronto. And though he didn't win a World Series in Toronto, he did win 2 Cy Young Awards and get the Triple Crown, leading the American League in strikeouts, wins, and ERAs. So, you know, the man was always about numbers. He definitely put him up, and he put him up at a high rate, a phenomenal rate. Since 84, 86, when he came in, took Major League Baseball by storm. Young pitchers on the rise, him, Dwight Gooden. But for him to sustain the excellence that he did in a sport like baseball, where it's so grueling, so taxing on the body, for him to continue to perform at a high level, 40 and beyond, to be given the ball every 4th, 5th day, and you're going to give 7 innings, 8 innings, 10, 9 strikeouts. It's just mind-boggling when you think about it, right? But then you think about if anyone could have pulled it off, it was Roger Clemens who could have pulled that off, right? Still being dominant late in his 40s, the run he had in Houston. You know, your boy Big Joe, man, those are the years that I questioned big time, man. Felt like, you know, you was on your down year and you decided to retire as a Yankee. But then I guess for the love of the game, the love of the money, whatever it was, you ended down in Houston. I understand, you know, you're from Texas. So, you know, it was like a dream come true playing for the home team, right? I get that. But the numbers you put up, man, was crazy to me. I'm saying to me, your boy Big June, man, Smokers Lunch Podcast, nobody else. I just felt like, you know, you were 13-8 one season with an ERA of 1.87. Another season, you were 18-4 with an ERA a little bit over 2. I can't remember the number exactly, but it was over 2, which is phenomenal. Again, we're talking about a pitcher in his 40s. See, this is where, you know, I got to feel like no matter how I look at it, he had to do something in some capacity. Because for you to continue to perform at a high level when you've had injuries and had stints, numerous stints on a disabled list throughout your career, for you to be a power pitcher, a strikeout pitcher that's dealt with groin injuries, it's phenomenal to see you over 40. You know, schooling these young boys, showing them the art of pitching, right? You know, I'm not going to take nothing away from Roger Clemens, man, because he definitely was phenomenal, man. Phenomenal. From Boston to Toronto to New York to Houston. Phenomenal. Definitely well-deserved. A lot of accolades that he earned. You know, Major League Baseball All-Century Team. You know, part of the original U.S. squad for the World Baseball Classic. You know, the list goes on and on, man. And it's well-deserved. And that's why I say, like, you know, if I had a vote, or if your man Big June had a say-so on how and who gets into the Hall of Fame, man, I'm going to vote for Roger Clemens, man. The same way I say I will vote for Barry Bonds and I will vote for Alex Rodriguez, man. There was a lot of guys that in the game that, you know, it is what it is, man. I felt they knew what was happening and a lot of guys are doing it. It was like the normal routine in Major League Baseball, you know. He's doing it. Why not? They're doing it. Why not? Hey, it is what it is, right? But your boy Roger Clemens, man, it's like it's different. You know, like when I mentioned with the Barry and the A-Rods, man. Once their names were mentioned, it was like, whoa. You know, it just got stepped to another whole different level. It's just been really magnified when you come to think about it. Why, like, wow, Roger Clemens? Of all the pitchers? Roger? Nah, not the Rocket. Nah, not A-Rod. Nah, fuck out of here. Barry been putting up numbers since his Pittsburgh days. Y'all know that. Why y'all even trying to disrespect? Right? Same thing applies for Clemens when you think about it, right? Winning Cy Youngs in 20-game seasons with Boston at a young age, right? So this is where people get confused and you know, the lines have been true between the parallels of did he cheat or did he not cheat? And if so, how long did he cheat? Are all his numbers tainted? Are all the Cy Young awards tainted? Are the ERA leaders awards tainted? Is that what propelled them, to compile over 4,000 strikeouts? 4,000 strikeouts. Was he juiced up for all of them? For each one of the 4,672 career strikeouts? See, this is where everything gets a little blurry, man. And judgment come into play. So when you break it down, you look at the numbers, you look at the career, you've seen the success, you've seen the sustain of success. Do you give him benefit of the doubt? Or was he a product of that time? Or was he just another head doing what everybody else was doing? You decide. I'm here to help you with that. I'm not here to try to sway you, make it about, yo, you should agree with me. Nah, you feel how you want to feel. We can have a discussion about it. We can debate about it. That's what it is, man. This is the beauty of sports and the topics that we bring up, man. I, myself, that I'm bringing up on Smokers Lunch Podcast, man. But it is what it is. I'm trying to give recognition and a salute to him as well, man, because he had a phenomenal career, man, whether the steroids played a part in his career or not, man. I'm just acknowledging for what it is, man. He truly goes down as one of the greatest pitchers of all time, man. 354 career wins, 184 losses, a career ERA of 3.12, man. I gave you the numbers, man. I could continue to pile up numbers if you want it, man. But it is what it is. It's just sad that, you know, you can't celebrate them and wish them well and hopefully celebrate as well when they enter the Hall of Fame, man. But, you know, with the black cloud and all the controversy surrounding him, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, and other superstars who unfortunately won't make the Hall of Fame, you know, it's just a black eye, a permanent black eye for Major League Baseball, man, when you come to think about it, man, and a great pastime, man. But listen, man, your boy Big June, man, I've made a lot of mistakes myself, man. You know, if I've been arrogant and caught myself too, man, so I know what it is, man. And I know a lot of people felt that, you know, Roger Clemens was always an arrogant man off the baseball field as well. And, you know, some of these athletes carry themselves to a different higher stature, man. When they're just a regular human being, but being the fact that they're getting celebrated and applauded the way they do, they feel that, you know, it's rightfully so that they can behave however they choose to, right? So, you know, when everything came out and the trainer was going against him, basically the public and the media basically found him guilty, right? I'm not gonna lie to you too, man. Your boy Big June, I said, yeah, you know what? Once I broke it down and start thinking about shit, I add up the numbers and all that shit. I was like, yeah, you know what? Roger Clemens was doing steroids. You know what? There's no way for him to be over 40 in 2005 and compile an ERA of 1.87, right? Or am I just a hater? I gotta be a hater, right? Because that's the lowest ERA of his career, by the way. You know? He finished 13-8. But that's because Houston's offense was pathetic and mediocre at best, if you want to get like that. Lethargic, you get what I'm trying to say, right? Okay, so remember, you're pitching at a high level. I told you the other season, an ERA over 2, 18-4 in his 40s. He put up numbers that a pitcher couldn't put up in his regular career during his prime. You know, so, you know, you can say what you want to say. I feel like, you know, a lot of these dudes did it. You know, a lot of these people knew what was going on. Bud Selig knew what was going on. Manfred and such and such. And the list goes on, man. Niggas knew what was going on. The managers, the agents, everybody in the dugout, the general managers. Niggas knew what was going on. And they felt basically, listen, man, baseball needs to come back. Right now, we sagging. We lacking in the ratings. Right now, the NFL and NBA took over. It is what it is, man. But then it came down. And names started to sprinkle out. And once the Mitchell report was out, your man Canseco went about his business and started flapping his lips. And, you know, the names are juicy, man. I said, you know, like when they said Alex Rodriguez's name, I was like, oh, wow. Now we really getting serious, right? Then, boom, here comes another bomb. Yo, Roger Clemens as well. Why? Not the Rocket. Like, are you serious? Roger Clemens too? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm trying to get at, right? You feel what I'm trying to get at? Listen, those are things that make you go, want to scratch your head, right? Roll something and light it up, man, because, you know, you hate to be judgmental, man. But it is what it is, man. That's what I say. That's like me pleading the fifth, man. So when you hear me keep repeating that, man, it is what it is, man. I'm pleading the fifth, man. Your boy B. Jones, man. He's like, sometimes he just want to be at a loss for words when you think about what would happen and what transpired through these careers, man. Because they were brilliant careers, phenomenal careers, man. I told you, man. You put up A-Rod's numbers against anyone. You put up Barry Bonds' numbers against anyone. And you could definitely put up Roger Clemens' numbers against any pitcher in the game, past or present. It is what it is, man. Should he get a pass? Should he be welcomed to the Hall of Fame? You know, if it was up to your boy Big June, I said yes. I will vote for him. I will vote for A-Rod. I will vote for Barry Bonds, man. Your boy Big June, man. Listen, Smokers Lounge Podcast, man. It's a lot of stuff that we can talk about. We can discuss it, debate it, however you want to go about it, man. You might not agree with what I'm talking about, and that's cool. But I know that given the situation, given the numbers, given the stats, given the facts, your boy Big June still will vote Roger Clemens into the Hall of Fame, man. Truly was one of the greatest in that generation. You know, I'm looking at the list, man, and the list is just crazy, man. You know, four-time Major League Baseball win leader, man. AL MVP. Seven-time Cy Young, 11-time All-Star, 2-time World Series champion, All-Star MVP, Boston Hall of Famer. Would it be a Major League Baseball Hall of Famer? Well, that's up to the voters and the reporters, right? Your boy Big June, man, he ain't got no say-so, man. I just control this domain, man, this little lounge, Smokers Lounge. But I will vote him in, man, seriously, man. When you think about all the numbers, And the career, 24 seasons, man. Debuted in the 84. That's what I'm saying. Debuted in the 84, but was still pitching to a 1.87 ERA in 2005. The lowest of a career, by the way. You know, the lowest ERA in the National League prior to Greg Maddux. Shout out to Greg Maddux, too. He's one of the phenomenal pitchers in our generation, too, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you get into the conversations of who's the best pitcher at that time, or if you just want to break it down and get specific, like, yo, who was the best lefty or who was the best right-handed pitcher? You can't have a conversation without mentioning Roger Clemens, right? Same way, you can't have a conversation without mentioning Alex Rodriguez or Barry Bonds' name. In any conversation, man. In any conversation. There's no other way you can really look at it, man. Because do you really think all those numbers were tainted? All the years that he played? All the years that Alex Rodriguez played? All the years that Barry Bonds played? Do you really feel that and know that those numbers were tainted? Every season? Every pitch? Every at-bat? Every playoff performance? We don't know that. Are you ready to go out on a limb and just say, you know what? Fuck it, man. They don't deserve to get into the Hall of Fame. The cheaters don't get in. They shouldn't get in. Don't let these guys in. You can open up the floodgates. Because, you know, you got people who feel like that too. And that's okay, man. It's the beauty of sports. That's why you can have a discussion or debate about it. It's your boy Big June, man. Smokers Lounge Podcast, man. You know, the Why You Did It, Part 3. Roger Clemens debate, man. You know, I hope you enjoy the A-Rod and the Barry one, man. And I got this T.O. versus Randy Moss coming. I got Spread Love the Brooklyn Way. I got Brown Paper Bagger over the Sorry Ass Jets. I got the Human Highlight Reel, the Michael Vick episode, man. Your boy Big June been working, man. I'm working, trying to put it in for y'all. You know, I'm trying to, like, have it there in the bag, man, so we can just keep going and gain momentum, man. I'm just scratching the surface, man. It's your boy Big June, y'all. I love y'all. Thank you for all the support, man. All my fans out there in New York and Brooklyn and Bushwick, man, keep your head up. Stay safe, man. It's your boy Big June, Smokers Not Podcast, man. You know, check out the LeBron Legacy. I will be dropping something, man, this Sunday, man. You know, I'm leaning, man. It's a toss-up right now. I'll let you know what it is, though, man. But again, it's your boy Big June, Smokers Not Podcast, man. I'll say it again. I'm going to say it one last time, man. The Why You Did It, this is part three, the Roger Clemens debate. Your boy Big June, he would vote Roger Clemens into the Hall of Fame. And I want to salute him of a phenomenal career. And he also wore them pinstripes, man. So he earned two rings with us. And salute to him for all his accomplishments and his milestones in 24 seasons of Major League Baseball history, man. It's your boy Big June, man. About to sign out. And yes, man, I will vote for him, A-Rod, and Barry Bonds into the Hall of Fame, man. Smokers Not Podcast, man. I love y'all, man. I'm out.